In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today we're continuing to have the celebration of the Dormition of the Mother of God. But of course, the first holiday of today is the Sunday, is the Resurrection Day. And we're also celebrating the saints Fuor and Waver. And these martyrs have been two brothers that were Christians, and they were stone carvers and builders. And some place, and the emperor decided that he's going to need some good stone carvers and to build a temple for the gods, pagan gods. And these, the Fuor and Waver, were chosen to be going to the place to build that temple, because they were very good. They were considered as being the best in that area. And so they went to build for the pagan god, the temple. And now that's quite unusual for us to hear, that the saints would be building the temple for pagan gods. But they went, and of course in those times the Christians were persecuted, and they were Christians, and the workers, most of them that were doing the hard labor, they were also Christians. And they, actually they had about 300 Christians that were working on that quarry to build the stone temple. And as they were doing, these brothers would not take the salary for themselves. They would give away the salary to all the poor people that were around there, their big salary that they were getting. And also they were giving, and they were trying to preach to as many more people to make them Christians. And my beloved, and then one day there's a pagan priest came up over there to watch them work with his son. And the son, while Papa went away, the son came close, too close to the saints that were working on the stone, and one piece of stone was chipped off and knocked out the eye of that child. And the child started to scream from pain, and the father comes over and is about to attack and then beat up the workers, the two brothers, thinking that it's their fault. But the workers that were around, they saw it and they said, it's not their fault, they are not at fault, it's your own son. He came too close, he wasn't protecting himself from that. And they couldn't watch what is happening behind. They were standing right next to him, but not in their view. And so it's not their fault. And then the saints had felt sorry for the kid, and they told the father, we're going to pray, and our Lord is going to heal your son. And the pagan priest went away and said, okay, you do what you want to do with him. And they took him to their home and they prayed over him, and they explained to him that the Lord Jesus Christ, if he would believe in Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ could heal, cure his wound, and put back the eye, and he would be totally well. And the young man said to them, our gods, they never cure anything or anybody. And if your God actually can cure, I will believe in him then. And he said, in our situation, there was one man, it is a tradition that a God has to put his hand on to make another priest for the pagans. And one man came up and they raised the hand, the stone hand that was made on a in such a way that it could be raised by a chain, silver chain, by the other pagan priests, and then they would lay the hand slowly on that person to consecrate him, to make him another pagan priest. And this time, as they raised the hand, somehow the chain slipped out of their hands, and the hand fell down and actually crushed the face of that supposedly the priest that's going to be made by the pagans, and totally scarred his face in such a way that his bones was seeing on it, and it's become like a horrible monster, and he's not getting any better, and our gods can't help him, and they can't cure nothing. So if your God can cure me, I will absolutely believe in him. And so the saints, they put the eye back into his socket, and they use Jesus' prayer. They say, Lord Jesus Christ, cure this young man's wound. And immediately he had gotten the cure, and the young man immediately was able to see well, as if nothing ever happened to him. He was totally well, and he got converted, and he called his father, and the father came, and when he saw that miracle, he also got converted. And so the saints had gotten them to be baptized, and then they decided, since there were so many Christians there already, that they're going to go to the room or the house where they kept these idols that they were going to bring into that temple, because the temple was already finished very quick, with the help of the angels even, and they were gonna supposed to go take these statues and bring them there, but instead they took the statues and they broke it down to the smallest little tiny pieces, totally destroyed them, and in the meantime they have consecrated that building and made it a Christian church, and they had an all-night vigil over there. And of course, once the authority found that out, then the persecution started to go, and they grabbed first the leaders, the Saint Flor and Wawr, and they took and started to torture him, and finally they poured him into a deep well and covered them with dirt, with earth, totally, and killed him that way, my beloved. And of course later on, when the bodies were uncovered, they were so fragrant and not decomposed, and so many miracles were happening all the time through them. So this is what we have for today's celebration of these saints, the Saint Flor and Wawr, the martyrs. And of course we heard the gospel reading, where today one of the gospels was where the Lord is approached by a young man. The young man says, oh good teacher, what do I do to be able to enter the kingdom of heaven? And the Lord says, why do you call me good? The only one good is the Lord. And but you fulfill the commandments. You do not kill. You do not commit adultery. You do not steal. And you respect your father and mother. And then you will be able to receive the kingdom of heaven. And the young man says, I have done all these things from my childhood. And he says, well, if you want to be perfect, then give away all your riches that you have and come and follow me. And the young man went away sad, because he was very rich and he didn't want to sell everything and give away to the poor. And so he went away sad, and the Lord Jesus Christ said to the disciples, see how difficult it is for the rich man to get into the kingdom of heaven. It's easier for a camel to go through the gate, as used to be called, the opening on the needle, you know, that you have for threading the cord. And But then the disciples, but who can be saved then? And the Lord said, well, for a person, for a human being, it's not possible. But with God, everything is possible. So that's to tell us a lesson that you and me should never figure out that we can do it on our own. We can fulfill the commandments and we can please our Lord and be saved on our own merit. We need this, the Lord's grace. We need His help. So to do that, we must learn to be humbled. We must learn to humble our heart and to never to judge anybody else and always to forgive, and thus we will be given the forgiveness from the Lord and the grace to be able to do the feats that would be impossible without the grace of God to fulfill. And the Lord also cautions the disciples, and it says that you do not have to, in the gospel reading of today, that you do not have to worry about those who can kill your body, and you should not be afraid of that, but you should be afraid of those who can kill your body and take your soul into hell. And he was talking, of course, about the fear that we must have for one culprit that is causing us all the separations from the Lord and causing us not to love our Lord. And that is, of course, you think about it, it's a sin. It's any sin. The sins are keeping us from the Lord. What it does is the sin is inviting the demons to have power over us, giving them the power over us, and thus they can take us into the hell. And so you have to be very, very careful. You have to protect yourself if you want to be able to go to the kingdom of heaven and be with the Lord. You have to protect yourself from sin and be aware of it. And first, who do you have to protect? Well, first you have to protect your own soul, your own self from committing sins. And the second, if you have love for the Lord, and of course you should do it because you should have love for the Lord, and you know that for every sin that you and me committed, the Lord has suffered, and you don't want to have Him suffer on my account or on your account more. And so the love will force you to protect yourself from any kind of sins. And then the second after that, you have to protect all your neighbors and all those whom you love from sin. Because if you say, I love somebody, and you're not going to protect him or her from a sin, you have no love for him or for her. And nowadays, the enemy is trying to get people to so-called fall in love. A man falls in love for somebody else, his wife, and he thinks that he is doing a great thing, and that he loves the person so much, and he has to be with the person. But he is not, doesn't love her, because if he did, he would protect her from sin and would not allow her to do the terrible sin of adultery, my beloved. So you have to really understand what love is, love, Christian love, and what passions are, and what the love of self is, self-love, where you have love not for your soul, but for your body, where you just want to have the satisfaction for your body, some good feelings and so on, and then totally disregarding the kingdom of heaven, your soul, and putting your soul in danger of losing the eternal life, my beloved. That's not love. That's not love. And so if you ever are tempted and think of wanting to possess somebody else's wife or somebody else's husband and have some fun and so on, because you feel that, oh, you love the person so much, you can't be without the person, you don't love the person. You're just being tricked by the devil. The devil is trying to get you to do that, so that you will lose your soul, my beloved. The real love is, again, I'm repeat myself, the real love for another person is when you want to protect the person from sin, any kind of sin. It doesn't matter what kind of a sin, because any sin that will hurt the soul unless the person is repentant and repents of that sin, he is not going to be able to go to the kingdom of heaven, my beloved. So the real love, again, I will repeat myself, is to protect your close ones, your members of the family, or your neighbors, or your countrymen, whoever it may be. You protect them from sin, and you pray. And if you see somebody sin, you don't judge him, but what you do is you pray your heart out to the Lord, that the Lord will forgive them, as if it was you yourself that did the terrible sin. And you pray hard for their salvation. That's what real love is about. So let's work on that. Let's work and develop our real love for the Lord. And real love for the Lord would mean that we will absolutely try to stay away from any kind of sins, because we know he suffered for the sins, and maybe we can lighten his burden a little bit, but not doing these sins consciously. And the second is to protect those that are around you also from sins, not to give them any temptations, and not to allow yourself to be used by the devil, because the devil is using other people all the time to attack us and to force us into one sin or another. May the holy saints and the Mother of God, of course, as she always wants to protect her children, will protect us from sins that are pulling us away from the Lord, and will teach us to really to love the Lord, and for the sake of the Lord's love for us, that we will try to eliminate all the sins, and if we do fall in any kind of sin, that we immediately will repent, will feel so sorry for it, and will cry our heart out to ask the Lord to forgive us, and be determined not to commit those sins again. This is what the life of a Christian is. It is a struggle. It's a struggle that we have to go through, because the Lord himself said that the kingdom of heaven taken by force, and all those who exert themselves are going to be able to go to the kingdom of heaven. And so we must exert ourselves. We must fight to clean up our heart and to clean up our soul, and to make sure that this will be shining as a bright star, so that we will be able to rejoice with the heavenly dwellers forever in the kingdom of heaven. Amen.